Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the Word Audio Devotional. Today's topic is Do Not Be Dismayed. And our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. In the last episode, we spoke about sustaining the knowledge that I am is with us in order to dispel fear. Today, in the same scripture, the Almighty continues and says, Do not be dismayed. Why? He tells us, because I am your God. First, he spoke of fear, then dismay. I began to search what it meant to be dismayed. The English dictionary defines being dismayed as being filled with depression or discouragement, filled with apprehension or alarm. I then went to the original translation of the Bible to see what that word actually meant, and what I found was very interesting. The word dismayed in that scripture is translated from a word that means to look, to gaze, to see, to look about in a state of alarm and danger. If you reflect and really look, you will find that a lot of the depression and the nervous breakdowns that we are experiencing arise as a result of the fact that we are looking intently at the wrong things. That scripture says, do not be dismayed. It is in essence saying, do not look around at advancing danger. Do not be filled with depression, discouragement, or alarm. Why? Because the I am is your God. He is on your side. He is in your corner. He is your God. Rather than look at the circumstances, shift your gaze to the I am. As you look to him, you will begin to know him more. You will begin to understand his workings, his power, his abilities. As you know him more, you will realize that those dangers stand no chance in the face of the Almighty. You begin to realize that if he lets you go through those things, it's because he has a fascinating plan. You begin to realize that with him, it is a win-win situation. My dear listeners, the main thing I'm trying to pass across this morning is this. In this race called life, you must master the art of fixing your gaze on the I am. When the symptoms hit you hard, take your eyes away from them. Fix your gaze on the I am. When the situation seems to be going from bad to worse, resist the temptation to stare at it. Look rather on the I am. Do not be dismayed. Do not look at the danger. Do not be overwhelmed as a result of the issues that abound. Do not stare at these things because they only lure you into the deeper recesses of worry. Look instead at me, God is saying. For as you look intently at me, things begin to change. You begin to change. Circumstances begin to change. I release strength. I send health, help, and I uphold you. You will not fail. You will not fall. Do not be dismayed. Let us pray. Father, thank you so much for your word this morning. I pray for as many who feel overwhelmed, sad, depressed, dismayed. Lord, please give them the grace to fix their gaze on you. Take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you were blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. You could also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter at 3 Minutes Audio Devotional. Remember, wrapped up in God's Word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.